defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. Oh, hail the Rock. We shall.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to this very late and very special edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from Bangkok here in Thailand. Our people are out here en masse. Today's date, if I'm not mistaken, is the 5th. Is that correct? It is the 5th here in Thailand. It is the 4th in London. It is also the 4th in Biafraland. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. The time now is 8 minutes past 1 a.m. in the morning of the 5th of September 2013 here in Thailand. It is 8 minutes, or say at least 10 seconds afterwards, 8 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in London, and also 8 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in Biafraland. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We broadcast to the entire humanity every evening at this time, 7 p.m. London time, because that is where we're headquartered. We don't try not to come on air. We are always here. If we come a bit late, it's because of technical problems, as we are using a mobile system to try to connect to London. But we are here all the same. This is your radio station. I happen to be Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, especially those who are in this part of the world where the sun rises from first at the beginning of each day before it gets to other parts of the world. Wherever you are, we welcome you once again. If you go to radiobiafra.co, belehumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, you will get us. The number to call us should you wish to be part of what we are doing, if I can get hold of the numbers, are +668 1300 3120. I repeat, +668 1300 3120. The other number to call as well is +66 9596 30764. I repeat, +66 9596 30764. For some inexplicable reason, for some reason we cannot begin to fathom, understand, even comprehend, our Skype system is not working, but we must confess that we made no payments to Skype today. It wasn't possible to do so. If you're unable to get hold of us via Skype, please endeavor to try to get hold of us through one of the telephone lines we've advertised. If you hear the voice of a Thai lady speaking, please, she is not with me. That is the recorded voice on a computer somewhere. There may be a problem with the network. People are complaining that if they've called the studio line of Radio Biafra, a Thai lady will be on the phone. I have nothing to do with the woman. The people here can bear me witness. I believe only when they come to pick me up. This is Radio Biafra. We are here. One after the other, we shall now introduce ourselves to the listening public. Our studio is once again packed. Our dear sister Chidera Akabo is with us all the way from Johnson City in the USA. Barrister Mamezu is struggling to try to get hold of us, and we pray to join us later on another your line as well. Wherever you are, once again, we welcome you. That this is your radio station, Radio Biafra, the only place where you will hear the truth, the only place where the truth is spoken, is driven away, because we speak the truth. We know nothing else than the truth. God is to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. We get Biafra, or we die trying to get Biafra. People must not underestimate us. People must not discount what we're doing. We are not stealing from anybody. We are not fighting anybody. We are here to make sure that our country, that is called Biafra, is restored to its rightful position. We welcome you once again, wherever you are. Chidera, please, we are going to start with you. You will introduce yourself to us, and then we'll go around here to ask people to acknowledge the dedication, the devotion of Radio Biafra listeners all over the world. Please go ahead.
Oh, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, wherever you are, good morning to you, especially those of you in Thailand. Good afternoon, good night to even some of you. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Johnson City, Tennessee, United States. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will now go around the studio, starting from my left, from our very able and head of mobilization here, who has done a lot of work to make sure that our people turned out en masse again for today's meeting. We had another meeting today which wasn't broadcast live. Please, Osita, you will address Biafrans in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every community all around the world. Listening to Radio Biafra now, please.
Hello, my fellow Biafran brothers and sisters all over the world, and friends of Biafra. Once again, we are here to broadcast live to the whole world for today's edition of Radio Biafra Live from Bangkok, Thailand. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to those of you out there. My name happens to be Osita Okeke. I am from Umunze in Orumba South Local Government, Anambra State in Biafra Land. Thank you. Stay tuned, please.
Thank you very, very much. Please, and the next person.
My fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafrans all over the world. I am Solo, the deputy leader of Biafra in Thailand. We welcome you today. We're happy that you join us today, and we pray that tomorrow we'll be here again to broadcast Radio Biafra live from Bangkok, Thailand. And we want to use this opportunity to tell our friends in Bangkok, please try to call in today. Try to call in to tell us your mind and ask your questions. I meet some of you in Pattanam today. I give you the website and the phone number. Please try to call in. I hope that today will be more funny and more vibrant than other days that we used to be. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Please, and the next person.
Hello, my friend Biafran all over the world.
Yeah, raise your voice. Hello, Anyana Hathwe Gweba. Yes, better.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight once again. My name is Chuks Ogamanan.
Chuks Ogamanan, where are you from?
I'm from Mbano and Imo State.
Mbano.
Yes.
They produce very beautiful people. I must tell you that.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. I greet you all. My name still remains Sunday Agu from Ojebogene.
Raise your voice. Your voices are too low.
Ojebogene in Udi local government.
You can see the system here. When I speak, you can see the light is being picked up. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see it.
But when you spoke now, nothing happened. That means your voice is not strong enough. You need to raise your voice.
I welcome you all to listen to today's edition. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes. Go ahead.
Hello, my good beloved brothers of Biafra, wherever you are around the world. I thank you all for bringing out the time today to share this radio show with us and to share our ideas in encouraging our fellow youths wherever they are, our fellow Biafra blood, in this struggle and in this ways of achieving our victory and the freedom for our country. I am Emmanuel Ugubioha from Imo State, Nkwere, Moji. I welcome you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Can I have his name, please? Give him the microphone to give us his name and where he's from. Him, please. Yes.
Hello, everyone, everywhere from Mumbai, everywhere about you. The person I spoke to now is Innocent Ifejika from Ikemlando, Anambra. I please everywhere from Mumbai, no matter where you are in your part of the world, you come out. This is the time that Africa, the whole Biafra member, you come out this time around, because this is our time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please.
Hello, Biafra, my fellow Biafra brothers and sisters, anywhere you are in this world, I'm greeting every one of you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. My name is Christian Eze. I'm from Udu local government, Enugu state. Please, like what our director is speaking, our spokesman, he said that this type of a thing, there will be no retreat, no surrender. I support him. Let us come out boldly. We are the Biafras. We are not leaving that Biafra to any other people. We are the one that is going to get it over there. In fact, anywhere you are, please come out boldly. We are going to get it. Nobody will stop us. We must do it. And we will do it by ourselves. Nobody will do it for us. Please, anywhere you are, I'm greeting all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well said and boldly spoken as well. Please, yes, go ahead.
Good morning, my fellow brothers and sisters, wherever you are, in America, London, Europe, Asia, wherever. My name is Onyeboha Uche Kenneth. I am from Enugu Nanka in Anambra State.
Enugu Nanka. Yes.
I am here in support of my all our brothers and sisters here in Bangkok, BKK, in support of the actualization of Biafran states. And I summon on all brothers and sisters, wherever you are, to be a part of this, whether in Europe, America, London, Asia, wherever. Come out boldly and fight for the actualization of Biafra. We are one and we must stand. I beg you, please, come out. This is our time and we must grab what belongs to us.
Yes.
Please, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, please. And has anyone not spoken yet? Yes, go ahead.
Hello, dear friends all over the world. This is your beloved Pastor Livy Emezita Ike from Imo State, Biafra land, here in Bangkok. I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all Biafrans all over the world. We have gathered again tonight just to tell you nothing but the truth. I'm happy that I'm here with our prophet by name Nande. He is Biafra prophet. We give it to him today. We give that name to him because whatever he pronounce always come to pass in Radio Biafra. That's why we give him that name. Here in Thailand and all over the world from today, he is ordained prophet of Biafra. And I think I have the power to ordain him, give him that title. So he is our prophet, the one we are seeing live and direct in Radio Biafra. If you clash from the day you have been hearing his voice today, whatever he says come to pass. And when he say it, it come to pass. So he is really the prophet of Biafra, as far as Radio Biafra is concerned. So I'm beckoning everybody, just come around, sit around, take your book, take your paper, begin to write down what you will be hearing from all of us here tonight. God will bless you and bless even our great prophet of Biafra. Imam Mezu, I'm giving you greetings. Our sister Carol, I'm giving you greetings. And even our beloved daughter in America, Adibo, it is well with you. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra. We are here at our studios in Bangkok, in Thailand, broadcasting to the whole world because there is nothing we cannot do. What we can do, no other indigenous broadcaster from Sub-Saharan Africa can do it. It's because we are the children of God, we are blessed, and we try to put our talent to good use. Not just to good use, but to the service of our people. We love our people, that is why we do what we do. We chastise them, we castigate them. Sometimes we annoy them. Not that they may perish, but that they may repent from their useless ways, especially those in America, and embrace the truth and the light, because we are the children of the light. That is why the sun rises from where we come from the center of the earth. That is Biafra land, the only inheritance that the Almighty has on this earth, where every piece of land is holy, where men and women are born equal before the law and before God. It is a pleasure to welcome all of you and to present to you this very evening, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are in the world, Chidera, you will please kindly give us the news headlines and accompanies news roundup, please. The time now here is almost 22 minutes past 1 a.m. in the morning. Please go ahead.
The news headlines. We're reporting today that Jonathan orders release of Boko Haram suspect. Professor Ben Nwabueze, Nigeria must be saved from imminent collapse. Governor Okorocha apologizes to Imolites over abortion law. President under pressure to reject governor's conditions. And lastly, PDP, the ruling party of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, has split into two. Now the news in detail. The defense headquarters yesterday said it will start releasing detained Boko Haram members and handing them over to the state government under a peace initiative towards ending the insurgency in parts of the north. All recommendation by the Presidential Dialogue Committee, headed by Special Duties Minister Kabiru Turaki, a military spokesman said. The total number of those to be set free was not given, but Daily Trust understands that the military is holding thousands of suspected sect members at different detention facilities in Borno, Yobe, Kano, Abuja, and other places. A statement by the Director of Defense Information, Brigadier General Chris Olukolade, said the suspects will be freed upon the directives of President Goodluck Jonathan on the request of the Turaki-led Dialogue Committee. The National Consensus Group, NCG, yesterday said that Nigeria must be saved from imminent disintegration by all stakeholders in the country. The group said the prevailing security situation, political and ethno-religious crisis plaguing the country, may soon lead to its eventual disintegration if nothing is done to arrest the drift. It therefore proposed to send a 10-man delegation to consult with President Goodluck Jonathan on the need for the convocation of a national conference to address the issue. A major promoter of the group, an eminent lawyer, Professor Ben Nwabueze, said this yesterday in Uyo while delivering his keynote address at the opening session of a two-day national political summit with the theme Roadmap to Political Stability and Security in Nigeria, holding at the Le Meridian Hotel and Golf Resort. The governor of Imo State, Owele Rocha Sokorocha, has apologized to the people of the state over the controversy generated by legalizing abortion in the state. This followed a pressure from churches, especially the Catholic Church in the state, calling on the governor and the state legislature to repeal the law. Addressing church leaders at the temporary chambers of the Imo State House of Assembly in Owerri, Governor Okorocha appealed to the members of the House to repeal the contentious sections of the law in the interests of the state. The governor said that out of 52 sections of the law, it was only one that was so contentious and therefore submitted by an executive bill to the majority leader of the House in the chambers to enable the legislature amend the section. He said his interest in giving access to the law was an example he saw in Plateau State years back, where a woman was raped by a madman in the market, resulting to the woman getting pregnant, saying he was not blackmailed into signing the law. Meanwhile, the State House of Assembly has commenced the process of repealing the law. A bill which was sponsored by the majority leader of the House just passed first reading Tuesday evening. It was adjourned for a second reading till September 10, 2013. Amidst its desperate search for peace, the People's Democratic Party, PDP, seems to have remained stuck in the mud of trouble. It suddenly put off yesterday a scheduled peace meeting between its leaders and its aggrieved governors. It emerged last night that the refusal of President Goodluck Jonathan to make any commitment on his perceived 2015 ambition and alleged investigation of governors by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, led to the abrupt postponement of the talks, which should have been a follow-up to the Sunday meeting at the villa. Besides a group loyal to the president, Media Network for Transformation, MNT, yesterday asked the president to discontinue talks with the aggrieved PDP governors. The Bamangatoko-led faction of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, was on the precipice yesterday after 58 members of the House of Representatives publicly switched sides to the Kawu Baraje New PDP. Four more senators have also joined the earlier 22 senators on the side of the Baraje, swelling the number to 26 pro-NPDP senators. However, at press time last night, President Goodluck Jonathan was said to have begun a meeting with 10 governors of the PDP. Besides, the Baraje faction also moved yesterday for the registration of the Toko faction by the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. The Baraje faction, in court seeking to legitimize itself, also claimed that Toko was not a valid member of the party and, as such, not in position to lead the ruling party. This is the news of today, September 4th, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Dara. Thank you very much. You will stay with us. Don't go away, please. These are the news headlines we are bringing to you today. On a day where the revolving policy, the revolving door of criminality, the revolving door of murder, the revolving door of incompetence and corruption has taken hold in the Zoological Republic, they send in Boko Haram people on one hand, they release them with the other. There is no punishment, there is no retribution, there is no justice for the victims who are the people being killed. All the people arrested working for Boko Haram are all Hausa Fulani people. Who are their victims? Their victims are predominantly Igbo people of Biafran extraction and Christian. There is no punishment for you. You kill Igbo people, you are arrested and sent to jail, and then you are released and you are paid amnesty money. That is the logic I cannot get my head around. The senseless killing of our people, the death of our mothers, of our fathers, of our children, of our boys, of our girls, their abduction and forcible marriage, their rape at the hands of Hausa Fulani men has been lent a good measure of credence by the policies of the federal government of Nigeria, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, under the presidency of Goodluck Ebere Jonathan. Why are you releasing Boko Haram members or killers or terrorists without a recourse to law? They have not been tried. The families of the victims have not been compensated. But these people are being released. Hausa people are the people causing the problem, and Fulani together. The person chairing the committee advising the president on how to resolve the issue is a Hausa Fulani man. Now, what do you think will happen? They are releasing them in phases. It is a revolving door of criminality, unimaginable, abhorrent, repugnant, and reprehensible. It is not going to be allowed to stand. These people are making a mockery of us. They think we are stupid. People wonder, oh, why have Radio Biafra? Why do you want Biafra? We want Biafra because they kill us. They pay them with the money from the proceeds of the oil coming from our land, and they release them to go and enjoy the money. I have every right to be upset. I have every right to seek death and destruction to the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, and death and destruction which are visited on them, the same way they have destroyed families, destroyed livelihood and lives. They will all pay for it one after the other. Anybody who believes in one Nigeria, anybody who subscribes to the view, to the opinion, to the notion that Nigeria must stand as an indivisible entity, is responsible for the death of millions of people. All the victims of Boko Haram, you don't see them anymore because they're in the mortuaries in the north. Ohanaeze took 5 billion naira bribe so that the heads and the bodies of our people will be left in the northern part of Nigeria. They took bribe that their own children that they gave birth to may be buried in foreign lands, which is against the customs and traditions of our people, which is against our way of life, which is against everything that we believe in. Let it be known to the Nigerian government, to all supporters of Boko Haram, by which we mean anybody who subscribes to the view that Nigeria must remain indivisible, that we must have vengeance. It is a public radio station, we know that, but they have pushed us to the wall. No one in this life, in this world, has heard of where a group of people will rise up and keep killing a particular sector of the society. A particular group of people since 1945 who've been killed. 1945, they started killing us up until today. And they say we have no right to ask for Biafra to be free. The reason why we ask for Biafra is because you don't want us in Nigeria. The clearest indication, the very clearest evidence to that effect is this release program that they have instigated. This release program they've initiated by President Goodluck Jonathan to release killers and murderers, to release butchers, to release men who are responsible for the slaughter of children without being tried in a competent court of law. You release them and you give them money. Our own money. Nobody's giving us any amnesty because we are not criminals. We don't fight. Nobody is giving amnesty to the families of the victims. Somehow we are expected to be in one Nigeria. Definitely this is not a very good thing at all. And we are here to look into it. And look into it we shall. Our dear brother and friend, albeit sarcastically, I must say, Professor Ben Nwabeze has spoken again. He's been in the news a lot because the Hausas have, as usual, paid for his advertorials in newspapers, and he's on the road talking. He's asking for a sovereign national conference. These people met in Uyo. What they are doing there, I don't know. They said they're talking about Nigeria convening. This man is a professor. They said he's a constitutional expert. He's not a jurist. He's a constitutional expert in a country without constitution. This is one thing about black people and Africans that confuses me. You are a constitutional expert in a country without constitution. I don't know how that sits with some people, but for me, it's a very disconcerting. This man is telling us that Nigeria needs to be won. He's a professor. We are letting Professor Nwabeze know that there used to be a place called India. From that same India emerged Pakistan, Bangladesh, Kashmir, so to speak, and India. We want to remind Professor Ben Nwabeze that there is a place called Soviet Union. From Soviet Union, Russia emerged Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and all the other countries around that part of the world. The Chechens in the Caucasus Mountains are fighting for the independence from Russia, that they may know. We want to remind Professor Ben Nwabeze that there is a new country called Southern Sudan. That country emerged from a territory colonized and owned by the British. That country was formerly known as Sudan. From it, Southern Sudan was created, of which Juba is the capital. We must remind Professor Ben Nwabeze that one of the oldest thrones on this earth, which is Ethiopia, it used to be called Abyssinia, for those who don't know, as old as the Bible itself, the lineage that created Emperor Haile Selassie, they too split. You now have Eritrea and you have Ethiopia. When men claim they are educated, I tend to interrogate their way of reasoning to put them to the test to see how knowledgeable they are. I have looked at everything that they are doing from a personal and from a broader perspective, and it doesn't add up to anything. I can rightfully conclude that these men, they know how to read and write. Learning how to read and write A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, till H, even to Z, does not make you an intelligent person. It means you can only read and you can write. Professor Nwabeze, I'm afraid, can only read and write. He is incapable of applying the same reason that he's espousing, being to able to practically express it in a societal setting. He cannot do that because he's not erudite enough. He's not learned enough. As a constitutional lawyer, he should know that the only thing that binds a country, not a passport, as our friend said from Canada, our Yoruba friend said, I asked him a question, what binds us together? He said, but don't we have the same passport? A passport is an ID card. That's the meaning of it. They call it a passport because you can fly with it. It's an ID card. It's an identity card. Owning a piece of identity card makes you a Nigerian. If you come across Professor Ben Webeze, please could anyone closest to him ask him this question. On what basis is he fighting for One Nigeria? The same people that killed 3.5 million of your people and counting, that you want them to resolve their differences and live in unity. What unity are they actually talking about? Unity of what against what? Who is uniting for what purpose, for what reason? We are uniting because there is oil flowing from Biafra land. People from the north want the oil. They take it, do as they please. The likes of Professor Ben Webeze and a few of them, Iwanyanwu, Ojuzo Kalu, all the governors, the few senators, they call them in and give them crumbs from the table and they accept it. That is where we are today. And that is why an Igbo man will go to ask for Nigeria to be one. The Hausa people that killed us want Nigeria to be divided. It's quite ironic, isn't it? The people doing the killing want Nigeria to be divided. They are being paid money for killing us. If you want to start a very lucrative business, you start an Igbo killing business. The more Igbo people you kill, the higher the number of compensation you get. It's ridiculous. Mind you, you won't face any trial. Even if you do and you're put in prison or you're detained, you'll be released anyway. In other words, what Nigeria is telling us is that the life of an Igbo person is meaningless. You don't count. Because if they value the lives of Igbo people, there will be justice for the families, for the victims, even posthumously. Adequate compensation will be paid and lessons learned. But in this case, none of that is happening. What is happening is that they are releasing people who are murderers, who are killers, back into the society. Only this time around they will pay them. So what Boko Haram set out to accomplish, they have accomplished. They have killed a lot of people, Igbo people, I must say, Christians, and they have been paid for it. So why do you bother going to school? Just be an almajiri, be an area boy, kill a few Igbo people, and you'll be rich anyway. This is why we keep concentrating on our people all the time. What are the Igbo people themselves doing? They are the ones being killed. Surprise, surprise, they have a son in Professor Ben Webeze, who, rather than seeking the defense, the safety of his own people, is more interested in the $2,000 they give him every month as expenses by his Hausa controllers. That is more important to him. They tell you, oh, we have fought a war before, nobody wants to fight a war. These imbecilic, well, I call them intellectually imbecilic people, fail to understand that even till today the United States of America is still in a war. Israel has been fighting a war since God created them. They are not wary because they know they are surrounded by enemies, those that will make war with them at any time. It is their prerogative, their duty, their calling, their responsibility to protect the lives and properties of each and every Israeli citizen wherever they are in the world. That's the duty of a state. Nigeria can't even do that within Nigeria, which is shocking. We come to our dear friend and brother, Rogers Okorocha. I say this rather very sarcastically anyway. He has rescinded the law on abortion that he signed into law. He has repented. He's a changed man. We welcome him into the land of the reasonable people. Hamen Koma, Aja, Akwe. If they did the right thing, he's done the right thing. At least he's man enough to stand up and say, I made a mistake, I got it wrong. So we can give him credit for that. But that doesn't make him an Igbo person. He's not an Igbo person. And by the time we go home, he won't be there. We can assure him. In the zoo, even the political party PDP has divided into two, which is a prelude to what is going to happen in 2015 because Nigeria is coming to an end. These are the news we are presenting today and a very, I would presume, detailed analysis from us. We will now go around the studios to ask each and every person what caught their fancy, what they wish to deliberate upon, what perspective, views, or opinion they wish to bring to the discussion before we open our lines, albeit very limited line, to the public to be able to call us. Please, if I can start from our deputy leader here, please. What do you make of the news we are presenting? Which part of the news caught your fancy? What would you like to contribute? What would you like to say? Because the whole world is listening only because this is Radio Biafra.
You know, my brother Namle, when some certain things happen, you begin to think if we are really human beings. You know, can we let the whole world know that the people who kill other people by bombing or maybe going to the church shooting, I mean, terrorist, the biggest crime on earth today in every country is terrorism. Now, let the world know that Nigeria have caught some of the terrorists, they released them and paid them not to commit terrorism again.
Is it terrorism or killing of Igbo people? There's a difference between terrorism and killing of Igbo people.
No, I'm talking to the world.
Okay.
Because if you tell them that killing of Igbo people, they might not understand what we are talking about.
That is true, though. That is true. Yeah.
So the biggest crime on earth today is terrorism, isn't it? Yeah. So I want the world to know that terrorists are being paid in Nigeria so that they will not commit terrorism. America does not. America said that they don't negotiate with terrorists, isn't it? Now, Nigerians are scared of terrorism, and they are paying them not to. You know, you are begging somebody not to be a terrorist. You know, you are scared. Please take this money, go back to your house and find something doing. Please don't commit terrorism. You will make the people who is coming here to buy our oil to stop coming. Please don't do this. You know what is bad luck Jonathan thinking about? He's a coward, you know. But this thing is telling me, this is showing me the essence of what will happen when we go back home, since these people are they are scared of alien boys, you know. They are scared of people who can use their religious affiliation to commit a crime. When they see freedom fighters, my brother, when they see freedom fighters, they will know that we have come to take our nation back. It is unacceptable to pay a terrorist, and the people who lost their loved ones, they will be crying by now. No compensation, but you are compensating a terrorist so that he will stop committing a crime, committing murder, bombing everywhere. Huh? I tell you the truth, Nigerian government, that Boko Haram boys that you paid to stop committing terrorists, we use that money that you give them to do the worst. Now they are benefiting from it. You think they are going to stop? If you think they are going to stop, you are a fool. Or maybe you get some money from the money you are paying them. You are filling up your pocket, and you are telling the stupid people in the zoo that you are paying them to stop terrorism. No, Nigerians are not stupid. We call them the people in the zoo, but we are talking about you, Nigerian government. You are the person who is stupid. We know that those people those terrorists that you paid to stop committing crime and murder and bombing you, we know what they are going to do with that money. They are going to get a very nice bomb that will find you without killing some of their members, like what do they call it? I will use Japanese language, kamikaze. Huh? Just in case, if you know what I mean by kamikaze, we come from the east, so I will use Eastern language. They are coming this time. They are not going to come like a kamikaze. They will send missile to come and visit you, because now they have enough money to buy a missile that will send that bomb to whoever they want. Or you think they are stupid, they don't have that technology? Huh? No, it is easy. It is easy to produce. Since they can produce a bomb that will bring down a building or bring down a church, they can do it. And they are coming for you with your money. Stupid people, stupid Nigerian government. I'm very, very upset, my people. I'm sorry that I sound this way, but everything I tell you now is the truth, and nothing but the truth. And in Radio Biafra, we are saying the truth, and we continue to say the truth. Now let me tell you, Nigeria, we are not begging you to give us Biafra. We are taking Biafra, whether you like it or not. When the time comes, we will inform you that we are going. If you try to stop us, we will turn Nigeria to hellfire. Oh, you are scared of Boko Haram? You haven't seen anything at all. If you are scared of Boko Haram, then I think you better run away now. Because what you are about to see, Boko Haram will run away if they see it. Nonsense.
I agree with you completely. Before we proceed any further, it is my honor and pleasure to say that we've established contact with Barrister Mamezu, who will now address the world via Radio Biafra, where he is a distinguished member of the editorial board. Barrister Mamezu, I'll be delighted if I can hear your voice, please, as confirmation that you're with us.
Yes, please, I'm here.
Yes, please, go ahead. Your line is still unstable. We are going to try to find you, please. We are going to find you. Please, your line is still not very, very secure. Please, do bear with us. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah.
And they will become one guy, the key guy, I guess, or more saucy, but yes, also got a big gun.
I'm all if I am book or if I am a cobble.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then we're going to eat of it on his side. You know, this is Nakova Maka. Now, during the time of the demonstration, I am in the GG. Passport to Nigeria.
Yes.
So now, chairman, may we have any provision for us to have a
Hello? Have we lost him? How can we have unstable connection? Is a landline here? Is a connection here in Thailand? But I got what he was saying, and we shall address him. He's saying that since I instructed, or since I gave my opinion, that no passport should be carried. That is my opinion, and that is what I will advise. But if the police, when you make your application, if the police in Thailand say that they need you to carry some form of ID when you're coming, then so be it. But for us, I will see no need or reason why we are going on demonstration for Biafra and you're carrying a Nigerian passport in your pocket. That means you're going to worship God, but you have juju in your pocket, you have Satan in your pocket. The Nigerian passport is like Lucifer. The reason why some people still have it is because they have no choice. That is the only thing they are given. We see it as a piece of paper, as an ID card. It's nothing, it doesn't mean anything. Are we not going to speak to the Thai police? We'll speak to the Thai police to get permission from them before we march on Thai streets. We're going to tell them. And then, if anything they want us to do, that's what we will do. Anything they ask us to do, we will do. But Biafrans will march on the streets of this Bangkok. That's what we're saying. We will push all the necessary buttons. If Microsoft can listen to us and all other big corporations, so shall the Thai people, because they are nice people. We are married to some of their daughters. Is that correct?
Yes.
Eh? And their daughters will come out that day. Is that correct?
Are Thai.
The children are Thai, some of them. So they will come out with us. We are covered, my dear brother. My preference will be that putting a Nigerian passport in your pocket will bring us bad luck. Nigeria is bad luck. We don't want anything to be so. In fact, left alone to me, even the green in our flag, even the green in Biafran flag will be removed. I can't stand anything that reminds me of the zoo. It makes me sick. So that is precisely what we are going to do. We shall endeavor to take this very call from Thailand. So maybe the people that you spoke to, our dear deputy leader, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. Can they hear me? No, they can't. They can't. Please continue. Who is the next person to speak? Can they continue, please? Who wants to? Yes. Who? Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, dear friends all over the world. It is a pleasure to tonight that we are gathered again to discuss this issue of what is happening in our nation, blessed city of God, Biafra. Well, we want to speak to the world generally. There was a time, I think earlier 2004 or 2005, one Hausa boy was caught on airline who went to commit a terrorist act on airline. The boy was sentenced to jail. Nobody have yet died. The thing had not even burst in the aircraft. He was detained. He was judged and put in prison.
The Christmas bomber.
But somebody who killed somebody, we are being released. It's amazing, my dear. It's a very, very amazing.
Released with money.
Very, very amazing,
with
my
pocket
dear.
Pocket money.
We want the world to hear this. I am happy that today we are talking to the world. America, I don't know whether they are allowed to hear this kind of news. And there was another bomber that was sentenced in South Africa. Because the man is from a Biafra too. I hope so.
Yes.
He was sentenced and jailed. But see how some people, Boko Haram, that the world in totally is against. Somebody that was caught was released. It's very, very amazing. It's not good for ear to hear. Only this one can make me to go out from that zoo. Only this one have made me to be afraid of that zoo called Nigeria. Coming to our brother that have just repented, I'm happy that he repented and God will forgive him. Because the way he signed that bill for a child in the womb to be killed, if he was killed when he was in the womb of the mother, will he be a governor? We will have him as a governor of the state. And he go and sign the bill. Good enough. Those who sign that warrant for child in the womb that they don't know anything, I cannot say much, but they will suffer the cost. Any man, any woman has signed such bill for a child in the womb to be killed, I think he will not live to see his children. He will not even live to see his children because he shows that he don't like children. He is introducing abortion, that women can go anyhow and do anyhow for the cat around, which is evil even in the book of Bible we are reading. Somebody is introducing such. So the world, hear us once again. We are really crying. We are really weeping. That nation called Nigeria is really bad. They don't abide in their word they said, and that is why we are crying. They don't keep their word. They will tell you this one and go and do another thing. May God save their friends from that nation in Jesus' name.
Amen. I say amen to that. I say, who else is speaking? Who else wants to speak? Yes, go ahead, please. And raise your voice, please, if you
may. Yeah, I'm Emmanuel, once again on the microphone.
Yes, go ahead.
At Radio Biafra live show. I'm very, 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 very pissed off with the government that is existing today in the so-called zoo called Nigeria. In the world today, we are one of the 10 richest oil producers in the world. But we so-called citizens of the zoo country called Nigeria, have nothing to benefit from this country. Rather, the citizens are traveling here scattered around the world, trying to survive and trying to benefit something for a living, whereby we are among the first 10 richest country in the whole world. What kind of government is that? Because we have corrupt governments, we have corrupt governors, we have corrupt presidents. All their kids, all their children are abroad studying in big universities. But our children are back home there wearing nothing and having nothing for their children to learn anything from.
They're on strike.
Every day they're on strike. But they are sending their kids abroad.
Exactly.
They are all over the world in their best universities, paying millions of dollars for them to study.
It's terrible.
It's time for this to come to an end. We don't want it anymore. It's time for it to come to an end. We have to join our hands together. The people of Biafra, wherever you are, it's time for us to go back to our place and put ourselves together. We don't want this anymore.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely.
We can't be traveling abroad everywhere, wherever we go. You have bad image. When you bring out your passport at the airport, people look at you. People reject you. Why? Because of the corruption that have been imposed on us from our governments. We haven't done anything. We haven't associated with anyone. Whether it's our governments, it's the corruption that they have in them. That is why they have brought that bad image name to us. And we are the ones suffering it. Not them, not their family, not their relations. But we, the citizens. What do we benefit from a country? Nothing. There is no electricity. There is no water. There is no road. There is nothing we benefit. Then how can we be among the first 10 richest oil producer country in the world? There is nothing we benefit. The so-called Nigerian citizen, nothing we benefit as a country. But we are here traveling to other countries that we are much, much, much better than. Why? Because they have a good leadership and good government. So I agree with my people that it's time for us to go back home and put ourselves together. And my fellow Biafran brothers and sisters, wherever you are, it's time for us to fight. And I want everybody to be strong this time around, because we are heading together to the promised land. And we will get there. In Amen. Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Is Thailand strong? Are they ready for this? Of course, people have been turning out. The numbers have been quite impressive. Very, very good. We've been well looked after here. Is Thailand, who can answer that question? Are you people ready for the battle that is to come? The same way that Malaysia is ready. Are you people ready? That's what we want to know. The world is listening. They want to know how ready the state of preparedness you have here in Thailand. Are you people ready? Is a very simple question.
There is one thing I want to tell you, Director. Malaysia, you said they are ready. Okay, I know. I hear the good things they did. I pray that God will give them strength to carry on. But don't forget that Thailand haven't even started when you come here. So you will bear us the witness that even though we don't have a body as a Biafran body, yet we can still host you up to today. So the same question he asked us is the same question that we are throwing to you. What did you see?
It's impressive. So far so good. Very, very impressive.
So the answer, the question is answered. We are ready, you know.
Yes.
You capture us, you come to us on our way. But give us time. And time will tell you more. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well answered. Yes. Osita, go ahead.
I thank you so much, my brother in the studio, who have already made every of my topic which I want to present available by to Nigerian government, so-called Zoological Republic of Nigeria. But I have one question to those stupid and selfish old men called themselves government leaders. of leaders of Nigeria. I want to ask them just a single question, like Director always made us to know that his question never had once, you know. I have a simple question to them, for them to give us the answer. Only the question is, what is their purpose of releasing those Boko Haram members?
Yes.
I don't care what I'm not after the money they pay to them.
I'm not after any amount of money they give to Boko Haram, but what is their aim of releasing those people? Could you imagine that there is a lot of Biafran youths who have been kept with a little fort inside a lot of prison in that zoological? They never release them, but they release those who have been killing Biafran.
Isn't it interesting?
Can you imagine?
And what has Wazirike done with MASOP? MASOP members. MASOP members are carrying flag. They caught them on the road.
Can you imagine?
They are in prison. Have been in prison, some of them, for nearly 8 years. When people killing Igbo people,
when Biafran people were being killed.
Everything you are saying is true.
When Biafran is released. So please, my people, I keep wondering, a man, a Biafran, you call yourself a mature Biafran, yet you come out in my presence and tell me one Nigeria on my foot.
Yeah, let's take this call and see what they make of it. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, my people. I want to say something about releasing the Boko Haram. If I know Jonathan is listening to Radio Biafra.
Of course he does. Of course he does. Now, yes, go ahead.
I am giving him a kind of warning that he should stop releasing those guys. Those guys are terrorists. They should not make that mistake of releasing those guys who are killing innocent women and children. People who can go to motor park where luxurious bus are loaded with full capacity and bomb about 5 luxurious bus without having mercy. Without any provocation, Jonathan, please, to know what is happening to the dear friends. They should call Jonathan to order. Jonathan has no right whatsoever to release these guys, these criminals, these terrorists. He has no power. He don't even have any power to release. They were released. That Smeton Dure is walking around today. Kaduru Sokoto was released. After some days, people started complaining before they went and brought him back. What are we talking about here? Are they pushing everybody to be terrorists or what?
Yes.
These people should come to their senses. They should come to their senses.
Think about the families of the victims. Not one single penny paid in compensation. Not a penny paid in compensation.
These people that have been killed, their families, the women and children that are left, nobody has given them cover. And he's talking about releasing these Boko Haram and giving them mansions all over the place. What can
It's very simple. Change your religion. Kill Igbo people. You are a Boko Haram. You're given 3 million in cash as a payoff.
Well, my brother, thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. He's very, very upset, and so am I as well. Barrister Imam Mezu, finally, we have you on the line. Is that correct? Please confirm. Barrister Imam Mezu, are you with us? Good evening. There is something wrong with this very line. I don't know what it is, but there is something fundamentally wrong. If you bear with me, we'll try and correct it. Please go ahead. You are live on the air. We are in Bangkok, in Thailand. Go ahead, please.
Okay, this is Ingazi calling from Sweden.
Yes, my dear sister, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I want to comment on the issue of Padlock Jonathan. Release them. Even these girls that is being forcefully, not even forcefully, they are being kidnapped. Yet, Padlock Jonathan has not said anything all this while, but he ordered for a release of a terrorist without trial, without anything. Not just releasing them, but also giving them money, begging them to go and start up a new life. He has not seen anything. He has not seen anything because he don't even know what is coming. And director, sometimes you do say that we will get Biafra in 67 to 70. They die trying. And we again, we are not going to die trying to get Biafra. If we die trying to get Biafra and at the end of the day we did not get it, then another generation will come after being marginalized, migrating from one place to another, then they will still come and try again. This time around, they will see fire, they will see what they did not expect. What they are even getting from Boko Haram is even genius. Warning their citizens not to go to be aware of northern side of Nigeria. I think calling Nigeria zoo is not sounding into the ears of the world. Because when you go to the zoo, in the side where wild animals are kept, you see a signboard there, beware of wild animals. That is what these people have just did. Beware of wild animals, beware of lions. These are the numbers. That is what they have said. So I like it. And for our brothers, those in US, that is fucking up. They did not just know they are evil, maybe we will pity them or give them conditions, because what we are getting from them is so unfortunate. So we need to still teach them blessing. And this goes to all over the world. Even those in Sweden, last week, I am one of our brothers, Ikechukwu, we went to a party, we distribute flyers, only to find out that some of our people, those we call evil, end up putting those flyers in a trash can. So we need to come out, those that is listening. If the amount of evil coming out in that land, you call your land. So he asked me, if you get your Biafra, if I come back to my land, are you going to pursue me? If I come back to my father's house, are you going to throw me away? I don't have words for you. It is that time that you know that we will change you out of your mother's kitchen. Because you did not want to stay there.
Yes.
So if you are listening, and after listening to Radio Biafra, you decide to fold your hands, sit in your house, enjoy your one useless job for that matter, because all these people, there are many graduates there taking one nonsense job or the other. It's all about work. And you know what you will get at the end of the day? You have suffered for all these house you live in Europe, water rushing in your house 24/7, you have light. Is that how God created them? All these things are made by human beings like you. That is why white people feel that they are superior than us, because we don't think with our brain. We have brain, but we cannot think with it. Please, come out and join this struggle. Come out and join this struggle. I'm not supposed to be making this call, but I am making it for one thing, to appeal to you. Come out, you men, come out and save your generation. I don't know what you are doing. Sometimes I do wish I'm still single, because I cannot miss this war. I know it will be a war, and I would like to join. I would like to at least, I know that I'm not gonna die without three of them, those that I call my enemies. I'm not going to, they think they have brought us with Bible. Hey, we are not making somebody, we don't kill. No, they should know that they will not attack you. So they will not attack you. So they cannot attack you. No, go attack area. We have stayed in Nigeria and we have seen blood. So they should know that blood is coming and blood will flow. They should know that.
Amen.
That is what I want to say. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. It's a pleasure to have you speak on Radio Biafra, because you speak the truth and you go direct to speak what is on your mind. That is how it should be. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, my wonderful people of Biafra. This is Mr. Ifechukwu Onunu calling from Malaysia.
Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
My brother, I want to say thank you, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to comment on my thing going to Mr. President. Mr. Goodluck, I want to ask a question to you. I want you to come out and tell the whole world that you are the founder of Boko Haram, so that all the whole world will know that you are the founder of Boko Haram. How can you get people that United States looking for, and you get them and bail them and give them money to go back? And why you are listening for what is happening in the whole world? I want you to understand, wherever you are, that this time around, your people will not go escape. No. I want to remind you what happened to Gaddafi. When people are telling Gaddafi to do, Gaddafi feels that he's stubborn. But when the rebels come out, Gaddafi is no more. Let you know that we are the rebels in Biafra. We are coming for you. Remember that no security in that useless country called Nigeria. The bastard that went to America to bomb the US, America caught him because they have security. But remember, you president of that useless country, remember you don't have security. There is no amount of security that can save you and your family. If you know that a man enough, he will know that he, that useless country you are saying you are president, that he, the resources of that country is coming out from your place, and your people are suffering and dying, and he keeps silent, and he keeps silent. All these bastard outside Fulani people, he listen to them, then take you at the ping pong, then pimping you, and he be like a man without senses. This time around, he will not escape. Both you and your family. No any part of the world you can go. We are coming for you. We are the rebels. I want to refer you on what is happening in Syria. Every day I comment on it. Look what is happening in Syria. We are the rebels. We are coming for you. We are coming for that Nigeria. Either you give us our life and we're not begging you. We are not begging any bullshit in that useless country. We are coming. We are coming for you people.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The calls are too much. That is the blipping sound you're hearing. Please, our people, wherever you are on this planet and you're listening to us, we must remind you that this is Radio Biafra. The time here now in Bangkok, in Thailand, is 17 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. Biafrans are packed in the studios of Radio Biafra because Biafra is more important than sleep. America said that Nigeria will break up on or before 2015. We cannot afford to let them get it wrong. We don't want to disappoint the United States, do we? Do you want to disappoint them?
No.
We love America. We don't want to disappoint you. You made a prediction. So we don't want next time they will say Americans, they predict and it doesn't come to pass. We want to help Americans for their prediction to come to pass, isn't it?
Yeah, so.
There will be no... Anyway, they... You know, Yorubas are useless. They have taken them over. They don't know who they are. Ilorin is an emirate governed by an emir, not an obership. In Ilorin, if you come to families, they don't know which god to even worship. They are confused and they are cowards. That is how you know. That is why they are running all over the place. That is because they have been conquered by Hausa Fulani people. They want to help them conquer other people the same way that Hausa people help the Fulani people to conquer other people. We know their trick. People don't know that Fulani people are not original to Nigeria. That even the contraption, the nonsense called Nigeria, they came from Mali. They are the Moors transformed into Fulani people. They conquered Hausa people. Hausa people helped them to conquer the Gwari people, and then they helped them to conquer all the other people, the Nupes, everyone, even the TVs, conquered all of them. We will finally go and get Barasimam Mezu. He is a man after my own heart, a man I have tremendous support and respect for. Please, the Honorable Barrister and Attorney at Law, the world is your oyster because this is Radio Biafra and you're speaking to the entire humanity. Please proceed. Barrister, are you with me?
Thank you very much, Director. This time. Yes, Director, I'm here. I'm here, Director, and I hope the line stays cool this time.
Don't sound exasperated. It is stable. Please go ahead.
Okay. Because I've been long waiting and I've been long itching to say something here, but it's not been easy for me. Hearing that Jonathan has released somebody that killed the multitude, not even singularly, chains of Biafrans, if I want to be precise, Igbos. Which country have you ever heard that a president is meddling with the judiciary? Which country? Except the zoo. Now, the House of Fulanese have promised good luck, Jonathan, that if you want to go back 2015, which of course he knows he will not materialize, release all these boys. He told them he will do so, sir. You know, the way our people behave. But Goodluck Jonathan is making a big mistake. He has now stepped on the toes of the Igbos, who voted him into power overwhelmingly, for him to see if Daniel has ever come to judge. But it seems that all is just nothing, emptiness. Of course, we believe and thought, because his name is Ebele, we thought that we've at last got our own person in power, only to realize that, and of course he isn't. He himself has already said it, that he's not an Igbo. I don't know who gave him Ebele and Isaac Iwe and all the rest of it. So we've just seen that everything is, the Ghanaian man will say, it's good to see no cartoon. All these things are just cartoons. That is what we are seeing in the name of Isaac Ebele, Goodluck Jonathan. We've seen everything, and not to our own goodness. Rather, it is for our own detriment. That the Boko Haram, who brought themselves to say that they are after Christianity, they are after Igbo, they are after Biafrans. No trial. All those who made contributions have made excellent contributions. Since you guys have been talking, they made excellent contributions. Just carrying Biafran flags. When did Ben came out for out of jail? Because he was proclaiming Biafra. This guy did not kill no single person. All the people who have been agitating and looking for the Biafrans, the realization and the restoration of Biafra, they've all been put in jail. Goodluck is now bringing those who have actually, director, in the law, in the criminal law, just ordinary attempt gives you more sentence than the actual crime itself. Attempted gives you more sentence, more prison sentence than the actual crime itself. These guys are just carrying placards, flags. They are jailed. But somebody who killed chains of Biafrans and still killing have been traded over just because Goodluck wants to go back to 2015, which of course I want him to go there, because Buhari, who now gone into CPC or APC, because the guy wants to test power, come water, come fire. He wants to go back there again. Let the houses rule themselves. The Boko Haram just want the Biafrans to go. And you see, sometimes I don't pity our people anymore who still stay in the northern part of Nigeria. I don't pity them anymore. Since 2009, they've been told to leave the northern side of Nigeria. Leave it. They don't want to leave it. The Boko Harams have said to you, they want their own Sharia law. This girl was arguing this afternoon, Stella Damasos, or she's known as Abodemi, was arguing with Sherima about the law that passed that they can marry.
Have we lost you?
12 April children. No. Director, I'm still here. You haven't lost me.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear
I'm still
you.
Here.
Barrister, go ahead.
So, there was this argument this afternoon. Yeah, this girl was saying Nigerian constitution is not based on Sharia law. Why Nigerians support what the Muslims do? The Muslims are supposed to support what the Christians are doing. You cannot put the two of them together. Light and darkness can never... It's a parallel line that can never meet wherever they go to. It's about time, and Director, let me put this. The only reason why we are keep talking now, and we might even talk till the next day, not until we get our transmitter. The transmitter is what will galvanize our people. It's what will ginger our people into action. It's what will tell our people the atrocities, because majority of our people in Biafran land don't even know what Goodluck is doing. They don't even, they are not even privy to the news that we are enjoying every day and discussing about it. Majority of people in Biafra land are not aware. It's only privilege to the few who can get smartphone. That's all. Once we get this particular transmitter, you will see that all we are saying here will turn into reality. It's about time, because talking without action is like we are just making noise. It's like we are acting like the zoo itself. Director, just the transmitter is what we need. Once we get the transmitter, we'll show the difference between zoological country of Nigeria and the Biafran land. Director, we are not the same. We can never be the same. God has created that latitude. The magnitude is not the same. The latitude will never ever be the same.
Never.
We are different in structure, in looks, in attitude, in aspiration. Religiously, we are not. We are just marking time. For how many years? 100 years next year. We are still marking time. Whoever will be on our way to stop our freedom, to stop our people being killed, the director, if it's Wabueze and his people, we will just bulldoze them. My only happiness, we have documentary evidences of what's been the atrocities committed by Nigerians.
And what they said.
We have all the evidences. Director, when we start, nobody should start. Even the UN, if they talk rubbish, we tell them we have to stay. They've seen all this, all that is happening to our people. Even America themselves, they all kept quiet and remain reticent. When we start, no nation should ever rise, because we have the capacity, we have the brain to even build ordinary air to fly like a human being. The Biafrans, we have that power. But when we start, any nation that will rise against Biafra, that nation will collapse. For how many years? 100 good years. No single nation has come to our rescue. And the Biafrans, what's the name of the UN man who just left Nigeria, saying that the kind of corruption is in Nigeria
is with
impunity.
That's
the word the man used.
Impunity.
Impunity. They are doing it. What can we do? Jonathan has released somebody that killed my people and said, what can you do? Director, where we start?
It's for the world to know, because start we shall. And
any nation, any country that stand on our way, because we are fed up with this, we can no longer tolerate it. Everything is just in the hands of our brothers and sisters. Those who believe that Biafra should stand must make their contribution. Let's get our transmitter and then move forward. We are marking to, we are delaying ourselves, and a lot of people are dying. And those in America eating hamburger and all the rest of it. I'm angry.
Of course,
this is being delayed too long.
You should
our
be
people
angry.
Are dying.
We will buy our transmitter, and the world, even those at home, will hear us, because we don't want to let the Americans down. We love them. We want their predictions to come true. We can't afford to let them down.
That will come true, but I want it quick. The more we delay, the more people will lose.
That is correct.
I'm very. Let me wind.
We have Barrister. Are you with me?
Rocha. Yes, Director. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm still with you. Rocha Sokorocha. I think that guy listens to Radio Biafra. Remember, I was saying that the reason why he brought this, just in case any of the Hausa Fulani Katurians rape any of our people.
That's what you said. That's what you said, yes. Hello? Barrister, we have lost him. We shall get him back, and I'll finish what he wanted to say. The example is quite interesting. You know that Fulani Katurians are raping our mothers and our sisters in the villages, because we are all abroad. Some of you are in Bangkok. There's nobody in the village where you come from. The example that Rocha Sokorocha gave for the law is because a madman raped a woman in Jos, and the woman fell pregnant. So Sokorocha knows that there are madmen between us, that mad people are in our midst. Who are those mad people if not Hausa Fulani Katurians? He knows. That is why he wanted to legalize abortion. So if your sister or your mother is impregnated by a disease carrying Hausa Katurera, at least they can terminate the pregnancy, but possibly not the disease, because they sleep with the animals too before they come to sleep with our mothers. That is reality. If you don't want to listen to it, then it means you're burying your head in the sand. We must go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We are broadcasting from Bangkok in Thailand.
Yeah, Director. Good morning. I think you'll be calling from Sweden.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director. The story for Goodluck Jonathan to releasing the Boko Haram guy. The issue is this. For the late.
Hello? Have we lost him? We may have lost him. There are some people who have not spoken here. Who has to speak next, please? They have to speak. I'm going to come to you in a second. You must say something. Give us your name and your village ABC reporter. Let us know if Hausa, Fulani, and Nekato Reras are wreaking havoc in your village. Give us your name and where you come from.
Hello, Biafra, my brothers and my sister. My name is Christian Eze from Enugu State, with the local government area.
From Udi, yes. Go ahead, yes.
In fact, I don't have much to say because I don't know where to start. It's too much. Look at what is happening in our country. How are we going to explain this? President is releasing the Boko Haram people. It is unbelievable. In fact, like what our barrister said, I know he's running for the next election so that he will compensate those people, so that they will compensate him back. That was his plan. But it's not going to work out for him. All the evil plans, it will not work out for them. What kind of country is that? In fact, that country is a mess. It's a disgrace. Bad government. Anywhere, in fact, any place, any black man, just if you look at it, any black man that come from Nigeria, in any country, you say you are from Nigeria. You are finished. The country is cursed. What is holding us to get our Biafra? Well, we move ahead. Yeah, we need to get our Biafra. That is the most important thing this time around. We need to get the Biafra. Because that country is not our country. Our people are suffering. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer.
Our people are not suffering. They are raping our mothers. When you use the word suffering, those of them in America with their hamburgers and their gallons of soda. In my case, I bought a kerosene, no law.
Yes.
I don't know if any of you went to look for kerosene. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
And I can see as I get butter kerosene. And I butter kerosene.
So
in a white glass jar, I must finish this what I have to say.
Okay.
When you go to America and you see them coming out of fast food joints, they have gallons of soda. Coke, Pepsi, Fanta, 7 Up, Ebuhana gallon. And it has sugar in it. They drink. If you see a boy who is the age of my son, they look twice my size. How do you expect such people to think properly? Is it possible?
I agree with
you. You know what happens to Okoka Greek back home? I don't know for you. When you give my mother agricultural fowl, they're always white. Agriculture. They release the agriculture. My mother said, well, I can't kill this type of thing because this is not meat. They release the agricultural fowl to be mixed with the local ones. The streetwise ones. And you see they are waiting for feed. When the other ones are busy scattering the whole place. And eating and feeding. It will be they are waiting to be fed. That wheat they give them. Feed. To eat. That is what it is used to. And you see as big as anything, but useless. I don't want to say our people in America are like that. Unless they repent, they will be like that. This is Radio Biafra. We are not afraid of anybody. Because this mission was ordained by God himself. If you doubt us, you see what we have accomplished and what we are about to accomplish. Our promise to Nigeria is very simple. The same way as our question. God in heaven knows we will destroy Nigeria. Nigeria must be destroyed unless they allow us to go and worship God in truth and honesty where we come from, as the good Lord himself intended when he made the Biafran people. I asked a Yoruba caller on Radio Biafra, who created the Yoruba people? He said God. who created Nigeria after wrangling, we agreed was Lord Lugard. So you are telling me that what a man created supersedes what God created, but you go to church every day to pray to God. It doesn't make sense. If you're a Nigeria praying to God, you're a hypocrite. It means you don't know God. You must be a Hausa Fulani, you must be a Yoruba person, or a Biafran to be able to praise God. That's the meaning of it. If God didn't know what he was doing, why did he give people building the Tower of Babel many languages? People refer to the Bible, they pray, they ask for prosperity, they ask for everything else, but they don't know the meaning of the word written in the Bible itself. God gave you different nationalities, different nations, gave you different tongues to be able to speak and worship him. I cannot worship God in English language. All the prayers I've made in English, God didn't answer any of them. Do you know that? I prayed in English. None of those prayers were answered. Only the ones I prayed in my language. Because that was how he made me. We must go to take this call before we go around the studio again. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning, Director. This will be calling from Sweden.
Yes, please go ahead. Your line went off the other time. Please go ahead. And make it very brief, please.
All right. Yeah, like I said the other time, we should all know the guy, this guy released, accident, Good Luck Jonathan released, his late security advisor once said he put solution to Boko Haram just lies within the PDP. And like Barrister said at that time, probably they're promising if you want 2016 then release this guy. So it's just a clarion call to all of we dear friends. We should just know the policy being played now. It's to kill, to continue killing our brethren. So I'm just imploring everybody that are listening to Radio Biafra, even those in the United States, we may think we are just enjoying the present situation or place which we are, but there will be an exodus someday from all these countries. We will go back home, and what kind of home do we really want to go back to? So this is the time for us to build our homeland. Then we just need to sanitize our people at home with this transmitter. I'm just imploring everyone, regardless, as Director said, he won't be discussing this issue again, but please, from my own humble opinion, I'm still begging, please let anybody that knows that this thing is a just cause which we're fighting, then they should just get to this. We need to sanitize our people and to know the politics that is being played against with the Igbos and the Biafrans. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, Obi, for calling. Thank you very much. That's our brother, Obi, who is calling from Sweden. Please give us your name and where you are. We're taking too many calls. Hello?
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Kenneth Richuku Onyedikam. I'm Dublin now. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin, Ireland. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you so much. I've been following the program, though I went to the zoo. While I was in the zoo, I was very blind. I struggled everywhere to make sure that I listened to the program. I tried my best anyway. Coming to today's program, I am very much happy that you are not discussing the news about the PDP and so on, because I was thinking that if such a discussion is brought up, it will take away our main focus, because what is happening in that the PDP shows where the country is actually is, and that is why our brothers and sisters all over the world should start to wake up. Those who are clamoring, looking for one political one politician or the other so that you get one contract or be giving them money, they are going to, you know, they are being shamed, because at this particular time where the handwriting is on the wall that Nigeria in fact has failed, everything about the country is finished. So anybody that is listening to me, I'm just coming back from Anzu about 4 days ago. There is nothing going on in that country. People are suffering, and our brothers and sisters, the Biafrans, are suffering. If you go to Lagos, you will see them in the evening going like a cockroach to one village or the other when they have left their own village trying to survive. The road, there's no road to drive.
There's no electricity. There's nothing. If any, if you come to Owerri, you will stay. What Rochas is doing is bring the houses of people, breaking them down and putting roundabout and using all these Islamic signs that there are every roundabout that he's building. Mm-hmm. So he's Islamizing the state as I'm speaking. So our brothers and sisters, we have to wake up and hear this call, because this is very, very important. The time is ticking, and this is the only chance we have. I want to thank our brothers in Malaysia for the work they have done, and the people in Thailand, because they have shown that that the rich, it's difficult for a rich person to go to heaven, than that our Lord Jesus Christ said.
That is correct.
Those people that is in Thailand, they are the ones that will champion what is going to happen in the Biafran state. Those in Malaysia, because those are the ones that know what it is, the suffering. So I thank them and I keep praying for them. So my director, thank you so much for every good work. Every work you did or you're going to do in the future have a reward.
Thank you.
Your children will not lack any good thing in this world. You do not know what you are doing, but God have chosen you to do that. So for us listening, I at any time when I'm called upon, I don't want to be called upon, because I have already have the awakening spirit to join the course. Even in the car, wherever I go, in transportation or in the hotel, I stand for Biafra, and people gather and be listening to me. They will ask me, when is this going to happen? I tell them, just keep listening. One day you will hear the radio signal, and you know that the call, come out and answer the call.
Exactly.
People their ears are itching. We don't know, they are suffering. They are really suffering. When our sister called from Lagos and said they are suffering, I was thinking that, what is she saying? But now I went down, I traveled to every state in Biafraland and to the zoos, Lagos. I find out how our people that is in Lagos are suffering. Then come down to the village, to every village in my area, and within Anambra, Enugu, Imo, Abia, I saw the same thing. So we have to wake up. Everyone that is hearing my voice, let us continue to make that contribution to buy the transmitter and make that final effort. Let us get that one first. Then the help will come from left, right, and center. And the thing that we are looking for, we will get it. And before those politicians, they will eat themselves up like lion and the tiger and the antelope, and they will eat all of them. They will eat themselves up. Then the children of God will stand still. That is what I have to say today. So, Director, thank you so much once again.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. You went to the zoo and you saw different kinds of animals all over there, because you traveled to the zoo. That is why we are hurrying up to extricate, to remove, to detach, to make ourselves autonomous from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Yes, my dear brother, please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Onyebo Auchi from Enugu Nanka in Orumba North. I'm once again on the air speaking to our brothers and sisters all over the world. I am pleading on you all to come out. This is the time. This is the time for us to actualize our dream, Biafra. Many of us are out there, different countries, trying to survive while we have a home which belongs to us. I'm asking you now that this is the time to come out. All we need for a start is this transmitter. And we are here in Thailand, we are doing our bit, and we are telling you that we need you to come out. This is the period. If it will warrant any member of Biafran citizens to deprive his or herself a meal in order to come out, and contribute to this transmitter. This is the time that we have to come out. We've all heard so many of our brothers from far and wide have said their bit. The things happening in the zoo so-called Nigeria is no longer a new thing to us. We all know that. Our people are being marginalized, being killed in different places, being brainwashed. You can imagine what is happening, like when I went to Lagos. Our people, so-called Biafran people, building houses on top of water, filling lands, wasting money when they have a home, but we neglect our home, the Biafran citizens. Please, this is time to wake up. We should wake up, because whatever we do now is what we are going to be proud of our children. This is our time. We have to do our bit now, because our children, our great-grandchildren, are going to be proud of whatever action that we take now. I am asking you to come out and do this fight. This is the time, and we have started it, and we are coming home to take what rightly belongs to us. This is the time, whether the government of the so-called Nigeria are ready or not, they should wait for us. This is the time we are coming, and we are coming to take whatever belongs to us. And this is the time. Please, we should all come out. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. If you're joining us, although we have only a quarter of an hour to go, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from Bangkok here in Thailand. It's a very beautiful city. Our people are here. They're enthusiastic about Biafra. And we are going to get Biafra due to the enthusiasm. Please, yes, Mosu, who wants to say, you did you know what you were saying before? Huh? No, you don't want to... Okay, good. Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Chuks Ogamonam from Isa Alambano,
Imo
State.
Yeah.
Well, I'm begging our fellow Biafrans, brothers and sisters all over the world. This is the time for us to come up and support this Biafra. The time has come. Because I know what our so-called Mr. President is after is 2015, when he's going to take over again, but he's not going to get 2015. This is the time we have to come out and get this Biafra. The time has come, because enough is enough. Look at the way we are suffering. We Biafrans are all over the world suffering. Not even proud of the so-called Nigerian passport. This is the time we have to say no to it. We have to claim what belongs to us. The time has come. Enough is enough. We are here now in Bangkok. We have a steady electricity, steady water, good road. And if you can talk about it, these people are not, they don't even have what we have, the mineral resources we have all in Nigeria. They don't have it. And look at the way everything is being managed. And why our brothers and sisters all over Nigeria are dying. We don't have good road, no water, no light. I mean, as a result, this is the time we have to come up and say no to this. Say no to this so corrupt governors and senators we have over there. This is the time we have to come up and claim what belongs to us. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Austin is writing. People are asking for Biafran passports. We are not in the business of selling passports, Austin, our dear brother. We don't sell passports, no. Passports will be issued when Biafra is born by the relevant departments. Thank you very much. Don't forget, you can send us a text message. And we have two lines advertised. Only one line seems to be working. Once again, the number to call should you wish to join us is +668 130 03120 or +669 596 30764. Other people can get through on these numbers, and nothing should stop you from doing so. If you've called before and weren't able to take your call, you are at liberty to please call us back again. That this is Radio Biafra, and we are broadcasting live and direct to the entire humanity. Do not forget to join us on Facebook. and continue to add your friends. If you go and look for Radio Biafra London, that is where we are on Facebook, you please also go to like our page as well and invite your friends to join us too. We are over 100,000. So why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? 100,000 people are there. You have no need to be afraid. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is good morning, sir.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. What is your name again?
This is Nnamdi Christian calling from Malaysia.
Nnamdi Christian from Malaysia, you bear my name. I hope you are also the god of thunder and lightning. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm most appreciative for all you've been doing.
Thank you.
I most appreciate your efforts, and I pray that God will always be by your side, sir.
Amen. I say amen to that.
Do you know that Igbos are being discriminated even everywhere by the Yorubas? We face the same thing here in Malaysia. Yorubas enjoy setting us up here, even in Malaysia. They don't like us. Yeah, they don't like us. That is the major reason why Biafra must come to existence.
Yorubas don't like us. What are they doing in Malaysia? What are they doing to our people in Malaysia? What are the creepy, cowardly, slimy Yoruba people doing to us in Malaysia? What are they doing?
Now, the Yorubas go about telling people that every crime that people commit in this country is done by the Igbos. They spoil us everywhere, even in schools. When they rape women, they will say it is the Igbos. Whatever they do, they say it is the Igbos. They can come to your house, they will set you up. That's all they do to us. They don't like us. Mashallah, the prophet Igbos. We have to go.
Yes, your line unfortunately is unstable. Please, could we advise you to try and call us back once again that we are here? Somebody must speak here. The studio is full. Nobody wants to speak. Who wants to say something? Somebody must say something from this place. Is everyone depressed? I can assure you that the villages you have mentioned, Hausa, Fulani, Katureras, are not there performing signs and wonders with our mothers and our daughters and our grandmothers. That is where we want Biafra, that we may live as a people with honor and with dignity. Please go ahead.
Yes, once more, my name is Christian Eze, Enugu State. My brother over there in Malaysia, we just heard what you said about Yorubas, that they are trying to marginalize people over there. They are not going to do us anything. They are coward people. They are stupid people. And don't ever say that the Fashola asks Igbo to go back to their country. Who is Fashola? You suppose know that you need to go back to your country. You need to fight for your country. You need to fight for your freedom so that you get your own country. In fact, your country is there already for you, but you don't want to come and claim it. You will not be in somebody's country and be saying that the person asks you to go. What are you doing there? We need to come together. Let's go back to home. To our various homes. Biafra is our home. So Yorubas, they are rubbish people. They cannot do us anything. So forget them. Even in this place in Thailand, they are trying to do so one or two things, but we are more than them. They are nothing. So don't ever scare of Yorubas. They are doing this and that. No, I just want to clear you based on that side. All you need to is to forge ahead. We are going home. Yes. I hope you are hearing me over there.
We're hearing you loud and clear. We're okay. Hearing you very well. They are not going to do anything because yes. We are stronger than them and we'll continue to be stronger than them. We are Biafrans, for goodness sake. We are not afraid of anybody. We are going to surprise these people. It is true that the reason why we are the way we are, we must tell people, is that we can keep quiet and do what we want to do. The reason why we announce it is so that we can win this very battle at the court of human consciousness, that the whole world may know that these people kept lamenting about their plight, that they kept lamenting about the marginalization, the killing, the destitution, the deportation of their people, the rape of their mothers and their grandmothers, that these people lamented about the lack of infrastructure, about the lack of job opportunities, about the lack of access to proper health care, about the lack and access to proper education. So that when we start, all we need to do is to point them to references to say, we told you this, we told you that. Nobody can blame us. This time around, nobody can blame us. They killed 300,000 of us in one day. In when was it? I think it was the that very fateful day. I think it was September. Is that 27th or 30th of September in 1966 that the massacre happened? In one fell swoop, they killed 30,000 people. Hausa Fulani people. Yet they blamed us for trying to be free. It is quite ironic, you know. We were free people before. Somebody came, killed us, and forced us into Nigeria. Then when we tried to be the way we were before the white man came, they said we did something wrong. We were opposing God. In other words, the preservation of one Nigeria is a conferment of divinity on British people. That's what it means, that they are God. If you question Nigeria, they came against us and killed us because who are you, monkeys swinging from a tree, to question what was created by the British? That's what they're telling us. Because it's quite strange. I was free. You came, took me into bondage. I want to come out of the prison. And you're blaming me for wanting to leave. I've never seen such a thing before in my life. Yet the British government and the British people preach freedom, human rights. But as the man mazed you, it is about time we went into action in the UK itself to let them know we exist. Something will happen very soon. They will know that the people pursuing Biafra are educated men and women. Not Nigerian education. Proper education. They will tell them that we are very, very intelligent people. We are highly learned. We are highly... They don't know what is coming at them. My greatest joy will be to destroy the creation of Frederick Lugard. I don't even think that we should make do with just, you know, taking Biafra away from the Zoological Republic. We should seek to set everybody free. We are also going to set the Yorubas free. We will set the Hausa Fulani peasants free from their feudal lords. That is our right. And that is what we are going to do. That is what we are going to do. Yes, please, Pastor Levy, you are here. We are running very late. We are about to bring the program to an end. You will conclude for us, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, dear friends all over the world. I'm mostly here in Thailand. I want to talk to those of our boys here in Thailand. The old boys in Thailand, the Biafran, the real Biafrans in Thailand. I think it's a very good opportunity for us now to come out in full and come and defend our nation and our nationality here. Nanda, I'm sorry to say this to you. Maybe this may be your first time to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
A Biafran have somebody called him on phone, and the person that called him is just a white man. He take the number and go to the embassy. I'm sorry to say this. And they call the number back and say, "Ah, brother, it's one of FBI, you run for their life. The man didn't commit any offense." This is the time. I'm just telling them, let them come out, the old boys in Bangkok. This is your time. Come out. Let's fight for our rights. Let's fight for our rights. It's our time now. This is happening in this country. If not, this country is a blessed country. They love us.
I really tell you, Thailand people love us, and Thailand is very, very good. For we, mostly we Biafra, they love us. If not, God just send his messenger, a Biafra now, who is working at that zoo embassy here. If not him, we would have gone. And I'm using this opportunity to tell all Biafras in Thailand, they should wake up. Because if this our brother left that embassy today, and another, not on us, will come over there, and they will finish us here. So I am seeing this time now as a great opportunity for all Biafras in Thailand to come out. You old boys, if I'm a puppeteer, I will call names here, because we know you. Stop hiding. Come out now and defend your people and defend yourself. Because if you didn't come out now, you are next to be targeted by this nonsense men and women that call themselves Nigerians. I'm sorry to use that name, Nigerian. You know, so I am using this opportunity to tell them that they should come here this Friday by 7 o'clock. They are just 7 p.m. Bangkok time. Let them come. And also on Sunday night by the same 7 p.m. Or if you know you are a Biafran and you love Biafrans, don't hide. Come out. We want to see you at 44 on Note. This is where we are just staying as of now, until we get our secretariat. We will soon get our secretariat, where every Biafran that have any need, have anything, to be taken care of. He will go to our secretariat. We are looking for a better place to have our secretariat. Maybe before the end of this month, we may get such a place, if time permits, the way we plan it. So I am using this opportunity to call all the old boys, the new boys that love Biafras, come out now. This is our time. Don't go into hiding. Nobody will destroy you. Nobody will kill you. This is not that kind of Biafra you are thinking before. No more. This is new Biafra that will give us salvation, that will give us peace in this land. I'm happy to announce this to everybody. Please come out. Don't hide. All the pastors in this country, all the Biafran pastors here that have churches here, come out. Stop hiding. We are no more talking of anything of church. We are not talking of our freedom. Forget church of a thing. Answering church, and this is my church, this is not my church, this is not my pastor. Forget it. We are in a foreign land. Forget anything about church now. We are no more talking about church. Church of a thing have destroyed many of us. We are not talking even tribalism. All this is have destroyed us. Forget anything about your church. Forget anything about my pastor. Biafras that is in Thailand, please, please, I'm begging you people, come out. I know you are people hearing me. You know me. Come out. I said again, come out. We can buy this transformer to them. I know the old boys here. They are hearing my voice now. And I'm believing that they will come out in full to buy this transformer. Once you said it, that is your power. That is your weapon. We are going to provide it. I'm speaking on their behalf. And I'm believing they are hearing me now. They are coming out in full. And I'm saying, on behalf of all Biafras in Thailand, maybe if God permits, before the end of this month, you will see it live. It's going to happen. We're going to get a new transformer.
God has to permit, or else there'll be no Biafra.
Sure. So, please, all Biafras in Thailand, please, I'm begging you, even though you have had bad news about me, or even though you said I make wrong with you, please forgive everything. Come and let's walk in favor of our Biafras. We are one body. We love you, and I love you too. Please come and help us and join us. Let us fight what God has given to us, that nobody will take it from us. Thank you very much, and God bless everybody that listen to us, in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 and amen. Chidera, are you with us?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
You will give us your closing remarks, please.
I did listen to what everyone said, and I was mostly concerned with what Jonathan did, and I'm going to consider that as a betrayal. All these politicians, they've betrayed us, and we have no reason to continue to hope in any of them, including Jonathan. He just sold all of us, especially those of us that fought so hard to vote for him to make sure that power comes to the South. And the thank you that he could give us is to promise them that he's going to, because this is what just happened is pure politics, just like the barrister said. They told him, this was the condition they told him to release these people. That was the condition they gave him to release them so that he can come back in 2015. But I know the Northerners very, very well. They are smart people, and they're not going to let him come back. He's just going. They're just going to use him to release these Boko Haram people. These are the people that they killed his own people because Bayelsa it was originally part of Igbo. Yet he went ahead to release them because he wants to come back in 2015. He doesn't even care about the lives and the security of his people. All he cares about is politics. So that should tell us that we don't have any leader whatsoever in that zoological republic, and that is why we need to go ahead to go and get our nation, Biafra, because it is only then that things will begin to work. Like I said the other day, we are God's own people, and if the Gentiles in other countries can get their freedom, how much more you, that is a Jew, that is an Igbo, that is God's own child. Our own is just, it's just there. It's just for us to go get it, because God is going to fight for us like he has always done in the past. He fought for the children of Israel. We are Israelites, and he's going to fight for us. So on this note, I'm thanking everyone that listened to the radio today. Keep listening, and come again tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time. God bless you all for listening, and most importantly, God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken, well said. I want to thank each and everybody in the studio who made it. The time here is after 3 a.m. in the morning. The entire Biafran family is grateful to all of you, one after the other, for making it, for coming here. They have heard your voices all over the world, because anything you say on Radio Biafra reverberates to the very ends of the earth. We thank those that called us on the phone. We thank those that made it. We thank also those that were frustrated by the instability with Skype that made it impossible for some of them to get through to speak on the air. We are always striving and working very hard to rectify any shortcomings that we may encounter. We love all of you one after the other. Even those in America, we don't want to kill them. We want them to repent from their sins and embrace Biafra. This Biafra is a Biafra founded on truth and honesty. This Biafra is run by men and women of unquestionable integrity, people who are incorruptible. You cannot bribe us because we are rich. You cannot entice us with anything that money can buy, because as I keep saying, my wife is very beautiful. So what is it that I am going to look, what need do I have for money? Apart from traveling, of course, I have to fly and I have to eat and I have to stay in hotels or at homes. Because the message of Biafra has to go to the ends of the earth, that they may know that we are coming. That this same world that we live in, that this same God we worship must do why he is God. We challenge him. You created us, you made us in your own image, you blessed our land, you blessed our ancestors, you gave us a very unique way of life, you brought us close to yourself. We existed for millennia. We never stole from anybody. Nobody stole from us until we sinned against you, for which we have publicly asked for forgiveness. I believe that we have made our own restitution. We have paid the price. We've been humiliated. We've been shamed. We've been killed. We've been slaughtered. We've been bombed. We've been deported. We've been marginalized. We have even been criminalized sometimes by Yoruba people in Malaysia and here also. Please, dear God, we ask you to make your mercy be abundant in our lives, that we may be free. We ask that your words may come to pass, that the freedom you promised our ancestors should return back to you be granted to us in our lifetime, that Nigeria should cease to exist as an entity. We just don't want to extricate our people from it. We seek the utter and complete destruction of the country. It was created by Satan. There are Yoruba people in Benin Republic, in Togo. Let them go and be in one country. There are Hausa people in Chad. They can all be one mighty, happy Hausa family. No one is stopping them. And that is how it should be. You, God, made the Biafran people. You cannot allow the creation of a mere mortal to usurp what you yourself crafted with your own hands, because you are the Almighty God. That is what the scriptures told us. That is what we believe in tenaciously, and that is what is going to happen. We thank you all once again. We say that this is Radio Biafra. because Biafra is our religion. I have no other religion than Biafra, without apologies to anybody. On this station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. That singular, indivisible, almighty, all-powerful God, Chukwu Abiyama, is our God. That same God of Biafran, Chukwu Abiyama, will bless each and every one of you, wherever you are, wherever you listen from. But more importantly, that same God will bless Biafra.